Pete Hegseth, troops will rejoice when they axe woke nonsense. By Hannah Knudsen on January 14, 2025. Pete Hegseth, President-elect Donald Trump's nominee for Defense Secretary, said troops will rejoice once they weed out the woke absurdity introduced under President Biden's administration. During a Q&A with Senator Dan Sullivan, RAK, the senator asked Hegseth about some of the woke issues in the military, as far leftists have accused it of being racist. I very much appreciate your focus on lethality in war, fighting. We desperately need it. I want to provide a few examples of the Biden woke military, which is not focused on readiness or lethality, and want to get your comments on it, Sullivan said. Nobody wants an extremist or racist in our military. But one of the most disgraceful and shameful things I've seen over the past 4 years as a senator on this committee and as a Marine Corps Reserve officer was on day one. The Biden administration played up a false and insulting narrative that our military was chock full of racist and violent extremists. He continued, asking Hegseth, "You have a lot of experience with our military. Do you believe the military is a systemically racist organization? And if confirmed, will you commit to defend, not denigrate our troops?" Senator, I was also offended by those comments, because anyone who's been on active duty in the National Guard, man, woman in units understand that it's fundamentally false, Hegseth said, responding to top Biden officials who denigrated the military. What? Crazy Maisie Hirono tries to bully Hegseth into resigning if he has one drink as DefSec. Would you agree the U.S. military is one of the most forward-leaning, probably one of the greatest civil rights organizations in American history? Sullivan asked, as Hegseth replied, "No doubt." Sullivan also asked, "If your Secretary of the Navy ends up focusing on climate change more than shipbuilding and lethality, will you commit to me to fire him?" "My Secretary of the Navy, should I be confirmed, sir, will not be focused on climate change in the Navy. Just like the Secretary of the Air Force won't be focused on algae-powered fighter jets. Or the Secretary of the Army will not be focused on electric-powered tanks," Hegseth replied as Sullivan threw him one more question. The other thing President Biden did his first executive order as president was to focus on transgender surgeries for active duty troops. This is all, I'm describing the woke military here under Biden over the last 4 years. If confirmed and you issued an order saying we are going to rip the Biden woke yoke off the neck of our military and focus on lethality and war fighting, how do you think the troops will react? He asked. Senator, I know the troops will rejoice. They will love it, Hegseth said. They will love it. And we've already seen it in recruiting numbers. There's already been a surge since President Trump won the election of recruiting. When asked if the military will follow the order, Hegseth said they will gladly because they want to focus on lethality and warfighting and get all the woke political prerogative politically correct, social justice, political stuff out of the military. Watch live below.